AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. We have seen and heard from the Republican candidates a few times. Tonight, for the first time, it will be the Democratic presidential candidates meeting in a debate. It's in Las Vegas. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is there, and he joins us now live.
Ed, it is the first of six scheduled Democratic debates, and the focus will be on Hillary Rodham Clinton and self-described Democratic socialist Bernie Sanders. They have so far not criticized each other while campaigning, and the expectation is that'll likely continue in tonight's five-way debate. But that may not hold for the other three candidates. Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee are all polling in the low single digits and so are looking to jumpstart their campaigns. And while there was speculation Vice President Joe Biden might make a surprise appearance here as he ponders whether to jump into the race, an aide says he will watch the debate at the vice president's residence. Ed?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander live in Las Vegas. A Russian official says a report from the Dutch Safety Board on the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 is flawed. Safety Board Chairman Tiaba Bushara says the area where the missile was launched that took down the plane was in an area held by Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine.
The calculations demonstrate that the missile was launched from a 320 square kilometer area in the eastern part of Ukraine.
All 298 people on the plane were killed last year. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the U.S. is concerned about the fate of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian in Iran. He's been detained there and reportedly has been convicted of espionage.
It's not particularly surprising that the situation is unclear because the entire proceedings against him have been opaque. And that has been a principal concern that we've articulated with his unjust detention.
Planned Parenthood announced today it will no longer accept any sort of payment to cover the cost of programs that make fetal tissue available for research. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 49 points. This is AP Radio News. Police in Lakeland, Florida, released video from an app of a woman behind the wheel staring at a cell phone camera mounted on a dashboard.
Driving drunk is not cool.
Police say they got calls from people who saw the live streaming video.
I just saw a girl on Periscope driving drunk. She doesn't know where she is, and she's driving really fast.
The app is Periscope. In the video, Whitney Beal says she thinks she's blown a tire and she's driving very slowly. Officers in Lakeland, Florida say Beal failed a field sobriety test and refused to take a breath test. She was released on $500 bail. A jury in Bridgeport, Connecticut rejected Jennifer Connell's bid to sue her 12-year-old nephew. She claimed the nephew unreasonably injured her 4 years ago, jumping into her arms at the boy's eighth birthday party. Connell was asking for $127,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.